Underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tinus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am. Rock you like a
They're still talking Washington about how much damage the president did to his own reelection campaign by not showing up at any of the three sites of memorials for 9/11, the 22nd anniversary yesterday. And in fact, the president took some hits from, of all people, Tim Scott, who's running for president on the Republican side. He was on with John Roberts criticizing the Biden missing of the 9/11 memorials. This was yesterday on Fox News Channel.
All right, let's bring in South Carolina Senator and 2024 presidential candidate Tim Scott. Senator, good to be with you. Let me get you to react, first of all, the fact that President Biden will be the first American president since 9/11 to not visit either Ground Zero or Shanksville or the Pentagon to commemorate the day. Instead, he's going to be at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, which is a typical refueling stop for Air Force One on its way back from an Asia trip. He couldn't make it back from Hanoi in time. You okay with that? Should he have left earlier to be here? What do you think?
Absolutely. Here's a day that we should remember as a day of American exceptionalism. 3,000 lives lost, but the most important and powerful image are the first responders running into danger, putting their lives at risk. American exceptionalism at its best. I would have wished the president would have been at the Pentagon talking to and celebrating people willing to lay their lives down for their country. The president should have left early enough to have been there at the Pentagon talking about American exceptionalism and why America continue to provide opportunities and to be the beacon of light, the city on the hill. But once again, President Biden is missing in action.
We saw him over the weekend, and the world seems to be talking about that newser in Vietnam where there was this awkward moment. Senator, listen.
I see. I'm just following my orders here. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
The president took five questions from reporters. He concluded with that by telling everybody he was going to bed. That was one of just several moments that seemed to really stop folks and ask what exactly is going on here and who's telling him what to do, Senator. What did you think when you saw that?
Well, TMI, too much information, number one. Number two, those synapses are not firing as quickly as we need them to be firing. His dereliction of duty is because of his incompetence. What we saw there was just embarrassing for the country, embarrassing again. I liken it to the moments that we've seen, whether it's tripping, whether it's the whole concept of walking and chewing gum. We need a president who's prepared to lead, not only to be the commander of the chief, but also to be the chief executive. You have to have the energy to do the job. And what we see on display time and time again is a president who seems to be fumbling the ball too close to the goal line. I will be the president that gets the job done. It's one of the reasons why I know America can do for anyone what she's done for me. But it is time for fresh, new, strong leadership.
That was Tim Scott from South Carolina. He'll be out here. He'll be out here for the caucus, I can promise you, and for the primary. It should be quite interesting to see what he'll bring to the race as we move further towards it. We're like 4 months away from the first ballots being cast, but it's going to be on top of us. That was with John Roberts, Sandra Smith on the Fox News Channel. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us this hour, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are beginning the season with two games on the road. After winning their opener in Denver, they're off to Buffalo, where the Bills are 9.5-point favorites ahead of Sunday's game. UNLV football will try to find their way back to the win column in Week 3. They'll be hosting Vanderbilt at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff set for 4 o'clock. The Commodores are 4-point favorites. The Las Vegas Aces open the playoffs tomorrow night in their quest to become the first WNBA team to win back-to-back titles since the LA Sparks did so in 2001 and 2002. The Aces will host the Chicago Sky at T-Mobile Arena in Game 1 of the opening round in a best-of-three series. The Las Vegas Aviators open a six-game road trip in Texas tonight against the Round Rock Express.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
A couple of problem spots on the Beltway right now. In the northwest Beltway, 215 eastbound before Aliante Parkway. Injury accident eastbound 215 before Aliante Parkway. As you come down from Summerlin, watch for some debris in the travel lane. Southbound lanes of 215 before Sahara. Still working a wreck on I-15 southbound at Flamingo, although it's out of the travel lanes now. What's left of it's on the left shoulder. Still seeing a lot of leftover delay in the area, though, on southbound 15 approaching Flamingo. West side accident at Sahara and Rancho also. 20% chance of late morning thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny afternoon with high temperatures reaching 96 degrees. We're at 81 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Rocks swirling down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Congress is back in session. The House of Representatives gavels in today. And by the way, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, says he now endorses an impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States. There should be a vote on that sometime later on in this month. This will be interesting to see what happens. I will simply tell you that you know, we've got investigations going on right now with the House Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee, and the Taxing Ways and Means Committee. Those will continue, but apparently we're going to have at least a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives on an impeachment inquiry. We'll see how far it goes. One of the things, and by the way, this hour brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the good men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. I'll just tell you, we'll have Paul Enos on the show here in the next few days. He is a fascinating, fascinating guy. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Joe Manchin. Many people believe that he is running for president of the United States. He'll be a part of some sort of common sense, no labels candidacy. We'll see what happens. But he talked with Fox yesterday about presidential politics. This is Cut 5. Joe Manchin, go.
We seem to hit the, you know, just never hit the brakes. We just keep going. We think, well, we'll spend our way out of this.
Want to put words in your mouth, Senator, but that sounds like a guy who's seriously contemplating a run for president.
I'm seriously contemplating talking about common sense issues that have to be fixed. You can't run away from them. You just can't. And you can't keep thinking, well, everything's going to be hunky-dory when it's not. Every indication we have is going in the wrong direction. And I'm not going to pass on to my children and grandchildren the failed policies that basically we could have done something about and not spoke about it. I'm hoping there's enough Americans who are saying, enough is enough, Neil.
Say, though, Senator, the hell with it. I don't need this politics thing. There have been rumors that you could lead West Virginia University, lead politics altogether. Any preferences?
Well, I haven't made any decisions what I'm going to do in my political life. I have a lot of gas in the tank still left. And I can't walk away just not having a voice and being able to say, this makes no sense at all. You can't always be wrong, and you can't always be right. And I've said this many times now. I've never met the first person was always wrong. And I've never met the first person that had all the answers to everything. We have to work together. How we've gotten so far apart and made a business out of my side's better than yours. Pick me. No, there's only one side, the American side, and I've said it so many times. So when you talk about fiscal responsibility, and my grandfather had a saying. He said, Joe, he says, if you have unmanaged debt in your life, it will lead you to make cowardly decisions. And I'll guarantee you, we'll make cowardly decisions, Neil. The old saying, robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're playing shell games right now. And the American public are the ones sitting there, and they're going to be basically the ones that are hurt the most. Whether you're depending on Social Security, Medicare, whatever, all these things are going to be in jeopardy if we're not able to get this financial house in the proper order.
That's Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia. I happen to think he's running for president. He sounds like he's running for president. We'll see how this develops. Stay with us. More to do. This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. We're moving down the stretch run suddenly, just over 4 months away from the first votes being cast. What are we seeing in Iowa? We will break down the absolute latest there.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here's a healthcare fact that will likely shock you. The average primary care doctor in the U.S. cares for thousands of patients. No wonder it takes weeks or even months to get an appointment. Most primary care doctors simply have more patients than they can possibly spend quality time with, leaving patients feeling frustrated and confused about their health concerns. It doesn't have to be this way. A better primary care experience is waiting for you. With fewer patients, appointments that last as long as needed, and true one-on-one focus from your dedicated doctor. Best of all, it's available right now in Las Vegas with MDVIP. Just go to mdvip.com/join to get started today. MDVIP patients also have better control of chronic conditions such as diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure. Go to mdvip.com/join and experience the MDVIP difference for yourself with same or next day appointments and 24/7 doctor availability. Go to mdvip.com/join. That's mdvip.com/join.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so the New York Jets are 1-0. So are the Raiders, and they're getting ready to get back out on the road. Mark Thomas, you've been following the Raiders from training camp on, and I got to ask you, 1-0, that's something that maybe a lot of folks here didn't expect, but they look good.
They did. Yeah, they hung in there. I didn't see 1-0 after that. They were their 6.5-point underdogs, I believe, as they went to Denver to open the season on Sunday. And now they've got Buffalo, and they'll be 9.5-point. That opened at 10 and has since dropped to 9.5 points that the Bills are favored by. That'll be a 10 o'clock Sunday morning kickoff.
Wow. I'm assuming we came out injury-wise pretty okay.
Pretty okay, though Jacoby Myers is in concussion protocol. Just learned that here, so not expecting to see too much action from him this week.
Wow. I'm just curious, this whole thing of winning early and not having to win games in December and January, getting off to a good start is important, is it not?
100%. Yeah, especially you look, there are varying degrees of quality wins in the NFL. Winning on the road against a division opponent is the most valuable kind of win. That's just what they did in Denver. Winning a conference game is, you know, all that much more important. Not as important, but you know, the least likely of a win would be, say, winning an interconference game on the road.
And then they're back. They're back on what, the 24th?
They open the season on at Allegiant. Is that what you're?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be, I believe that's Sunday Night Football. They'll play the Steelers. Yeah, that is Sunday Night Football, the 24th. It'll be a 5:20 kickoff at Allegiant.
I'm getting geeked about it already. I'm getting geeked about it. Mark, we'll continue to check in on the Raiders over the course of the next few days. That'll be coming up, though, on Sunday. That's going to be fun. Hey, Mark Thomas at the sports desk, more from him coming up in just a little bit. I want to go real quickly, see if we can squeeze this in for before the break. This is cut number three. This is Andy Card. Now, if you don't remember who Andy Card was and is, he was the Bush chief of staff under George W. Bush. And he was the one, this is iconic. He was the one that whispered in the ear to the then President George W. Bush, and essentially, gosh, said America is under attack. A second plane has hit the World Trade Center. America is under attack. That was incredible, incredible stuff. This yesterday was Andy Card, the Bush chief of staff, delivering news of an attack on America. Here it is. This is cut three.
Andy and Britt, thank you for being here. Andy, I know over the 22 years I've had you on, and we've talked about that day, that moment, that you're down in Sarasota, Florida with the president and giving him the news as he's talking to school children about the attacks that are underway. Every year, what happens for you? We look at this video of that whisper in the ear, and we say, you know, this was a moment where the president is finding out for the first time. What do you think about on this day in reflection?
I know that the message that I was delivering to the president was a message that is very rare, and the president certainly didn't want to have it. And at the venue was even more obscure. You wouldn't have thought the message would be delivered in a classroom of second graders in front of a press pool, where the president really couldn't respond to what I said to him. He just had to digest what I said to him. A second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack. I was very impressed that his response did nothing to generate any fear among those second graders. It didn't demonstrate fear to the terrorists, which would have been satisfied if the president had said, oh, my God, a falling on the floor or whatever. But I was very impressed with how he had digested what I said to him. I honestly believe he reflected on the unique responsibility he had to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he rose to the challenge and did a remarkable job of leading in the days following that attack. But that visit in the classroom presented an iconic photograph. You know that I am not an iconic person, but that photograph does define an era, and the 9/11 era is still with us. It's very important that we keep our promise never to forget, but it's even more important that those of us who do remember it communicate to the younger generation exactly what happened that day and the remarkable way America responded. First of all, people responded that day by running toward the challenge rather than away from it. All of those firefighters and EMTs that responded by going into the belly of the beast. And many of them made sacrifices that were ultimate sacrifices. And then the thousands of people who responded by saying, I'm going to sign up and help this country recover and make sure that it never happens again. And the thousands of people that did that, we owe a debt of gratitude to them. And remembering that day is very important.
I agree. And I hope that 22 years from now, we're still talking about it. It changed America forever. And as we talked yesterday, it is a day that changed my life in all kinds of different ways, personal, professional. I quit being a sports talk host, and I said, I need to be talking about stuff that's relevant. And so I switched on a dime. I was in Detroit, Michigan, and I made the determination that that I was going to switch from being a talk show host. And I love sports. I love sport. I'm a big sports fan. But I made the decision that I needed to be doing something a little more relevant, if you will. And so I switched. I switched on a dime, and I changed my career path. And that's a part of my resume. I mean, it really honestly is. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. Britt Hume remembers back to 9/11/2001. He was managing editor of Fox News. And I'll let you hear his reflections on what went down 22 years ago yesterday. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere.